From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was sworn into office for a five-year term Monday, assuming sweeping new executive powers, pledging to build a strong country. In his acceptance remarks, Mr. Erdogan promised to propel the country forward under a new executive system, including a strong parliament, strong government, and strong Turkey. In unveiling his cabinet, he appointed his son-in-law as the country's finance minister. Middle East Institute scholar David Mack, former ambassador, said while the president is legally the most powerful in recent history, Turkey has shown strong leaders in the past.
In fact, of course, there have been periods when you had a very strong chief executive, certainly if you go back to Kemal Atatürk. So in that respect, it's not unprecedented, but it certainly departs from the post-World War II history of the Turkish state, which has been one of a balance between different institutions, including an elected parliament.
Mr. Erdogan said his new powers are vital for driving growth, ensuring the nation's security following a failed coup, and safeguarding its southern border. Ethiopia and Eritrea declared their long-running border war over. Both Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and Eritrea's President Isaias Afwerki signed a joint declaration of peace and friendship in Asmara. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres praised both countries.
I believe that the recent evolution in relation to between Eritrea and Ethiopia is a very important signal of hope, not only for the two countries, not only for Africa, but for the whole world.
The announcement caps a whirlwind of reform activity launched by Mr. Abiy since assuming office in April. This is VOA News. British